Acts chapter 1. The former account I made, O Theophilus, concerning all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day in which he was received up, after that he had given commandments through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom, after his suffering, he also showed by many convincing proofs that he was alive, being seen by them for 40 days, and speaking about the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you heard from me. For John indeed baptized with water, but soon you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has set within his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the remotest parts of the earth. The Ascension of Jesus. And when he had said these things, as they were watching, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were looking earnestly into heaven as he went, two men stood by them in white clothing, who also said, You men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was received up from you into heaven, shall return in like manner as you saw him going into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near to Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they arrived, they went into the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot and Judas the son of James. These all with one accord continued earnestly in prayer with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. A replacement for Judas. And in these days Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers, a gathering of about 120 persons, and said, Brothers, it was necessary that Scripture should be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was guide to those who took Jesus. For he was numbered among us, and received his part in this ministry. Now this man obtained a field with the reward of his iniquity, and falling headlong he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out, and it became known to all the dwellers in Jerusalem, so much so that in their language that field was called Akeldama, that is, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let his habitation be made desolate, and let no one dwell therein, and his office let another take. Therefore, of the men that have been with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and went out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to the day that he was received up from us, of these must one become a witness with us of his resurrection. And they put forward two, Joseph, named Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Lord, you who knows the hearts of all men, show us which of these two is the one whom you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas fell away, that he might go to his own place. And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 12 apostles.